Buckle up, Buttercup, because you are in for a ride through a whole tour of tips on how to write clean, clear, compelling copy. It is Mailbox Monday, and that's the day every week where I answer your questions about copywriting, marketing, business building, and more. This week, the question comes from David. David says, I'm curious how you write so cleanly. It's palpable. I feel tension leaving my body when I read your stuff. I can see how that would be useful in copywriting. From my experience as a reader, it's also highly appreciated. And by the way, if you have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode, check the link in the description to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. That's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask, where you can submit your question for consideration to have it answered in an upcoming episode. And the first thing that I will do in terms of responding to David's question is I will quote Mark Ford, who you may also know under his pen name Michael Masterson. And after reading something that I wrote, he said, Roy, I'm very impressed with your thinking. Good thinking, I've said countless times, is the essence of good nonfiction writing. And for that, he included copywriting. And, you know, that's still up on my wall with like my testimonial from Gary Bensavinga that says your promo sings as, you know, some of the most influential, like, or most important words that I've gotten from some of my heroes in copywriting and marketing. And you know, at this point, Mark is a partner in a business that is doing over $1 billion a year in revenue due to the writing. And so, you know, that's high praise indeed, knowing the source. Here's the thing. Most people, certainly not Mark, but most people underestimate the value of clear, easy to read writing. What doesn't get read, like if somebody doesn't read what you write, or what doesn't get understood, if somebody doesn't understand what you write, doesn't get responded to. And so even if you have the best idea in the world, the best headline, the best big idea, the best product, the best service, the best offer, if you can't communicate about it in a clear, compelling way where it's easy for your audience to read and understand, they're not going to respond. They're not going to buy. And here's the thing, even the smartest, most educated buyers and prospects appreciate when you can take complex topics and present them in easy to read, easy to understand ways. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, how to write in clean, clear, compelling ways that will make you a better copywriter. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so I have broken this down into four big tips for copywriters to write more clean, clear, compelling copy. Number one, know what you want to say. Like, actually plan what you're going to say. In fiction, there's the pantsers versus plotters debate. And some people are remarkably good at writing stories flying by the seat of their pants. Like, they just, you know, they just write and they write and they write, and what comes out is a compelling story. That used to be how I like to write, and sometimes I can slip into that and do okay. But oftentimes my writing is so much better when I spend a little bit of time ahead of time plotting out where I want my writing to go. By the way, speaking of like fiction writers, I don't know if you know this, but J.K. Rowling, before she wrote the books in the Harry Potter series that went on to become one of the biggest fiction series of all times, she spent a year just plotting out the total narrative arc of all these books. She spent a year, and she was, I don't know her story super well, but she was, I believe, homeless at the time, living in her car as a single mom with her daughter, I want to say. And she spent a year plotting out these stories. And then she started writing. And so knowing what you say, it goes a long way to saying it clearly, telling a compelling story in writing. And actually, I originally wrote this, I wrote the content of today's episode as a response to David's email to me. It was just one of those things where I wanted to get my thinking about it clear before I turned it into an episode. And even in composing my response to David, I did practice this. I practiced this, the whole structured thinking approach. I started with a quick list of the 4 points that I wanted to cover, the 4 tips. Then I filled them in. And by the way, a big side bonus of this is once you know what you're going to say, you can write a lot quickly. You gain a lot of speed by doing a little bit of thinking and organizing of your thoughts ahead of time. And in this case, it is more of a list. There are 4 items, and I wanted to make sure I covered all 4 items. And yet the points are connected, and they tell a story, and they're structured in this way for a reason, like point 1, point 2, point 3, point 4. There is reference between them, and it makes sense, and it adds to your understanding for how to write in a clean way as we go through each of the points. And by the way, one thing that I recommended to David is that he check out my sequence of beliefs video, where I talk about lessons learned from Dan Kennedy and Clayton Makepeace and my own application of this structured thinking concept of really deciding the sequence of beliefs that you want to communicate to your prospect in order to get them to come to the buying decision. And this significantly influenced my entire approach to copywriting. It also influenced what I put into, for example, the High Velocity Copywriting Program and the 6-Step Belief Shifting Framework, which is yet another, like between those, there's like 5 separate copywriting templates that you can use that are structured thinking for effective sales messages. And what I do at this point, oftentimes when I am writing copy, is I grab one of those and I say, okay, this is how I'm going to structure it. How does what I need to say fit into this structure? So it's all about knowing what you want to say ahead of time. And then it's just like boom, 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 right? Even then, you're going to create a first draft that's probably not that clean, not that clear, not that compelling. And so point number 2 is to edit for simplicity and clarity. Now, I didn't always write this like clean copywriting, right? I didn't always write in this conversational style. I actually, as a writer, I used to pride myself on Flesch Kincaid scores. That's like a official scoring method of looking at writing and determining what grade level it's written at. I used to pride myself on Flesch Kincaid scores that told me that I wrote at a graduate level. Like when I was in college, which is technically like grade 13, 14, 15, and 16, at least here in the US, I was super proud that I was writing things that my Flesch Kincaid score was like 18, 19, 20, 21, like way up there. Ridiculous, right? It basically what I was doing, what I learned to do in college, because this type of writing was rewarded there, was to write this thick and convoluted academic gobbledygook, right? The stuff that was like, just like a mess of ideas smashed together in these long, complex sentences. And when I go back and I read that stuff, it just like makes my brain melt. And for the last 2 decades now or so, I've actually been unlearning that style of writing. And now I aim most of my writing at a 3rd to a 6th grade level. And this is especially important for advertising, not only because it gives you the broadest possible audience, but also because it makes your messages like easiest to consume, regardless of your market's reading ability. And a great example of this actually comes from Mark Ford, whose testimonial I used at the beginning of the story. So Mark's company, they publish a ton of investment advice, among other things. And the way that you buy the investment advice through his company is you sign up for these newsletters, right? And at one point, he did an analysis of all the different investment newsletters of all the different writers' style. And he looked at the Flesch Kincaid scores, the grade level scores of all the different investment newsletters. And then he compared that to the renewal rates of the different newsletters, meaning people who were subscribed, did they buy the next year? And what he found was really interesting. Regardless of the investment advice received in this investment newsletter, people were more likely to renew newsletters where the grade level of the writing was 7.5 or below. And these are people who are entrepreneurs, They're degreed professionals, doctors, lawyers, you know, people with PhDs, people who study investments and investing. It's all of these people who are learning about a complex topic. But when the grade level writing is above grade 7.5, they are less likely to buy the next year's subscription, regardless of the actual quality of the investment advice. And from that point forward, Mark said that he didn't want to review any advertising copy. He didn't want to review any editorial copy, any of that, until the writer had done the work of editing to get that writing down to grade 7.5 or below. And at this point, like, that was actually quite a few years ago. And at this point, most copywriters who I know who do very well in terms of generating response work hard to get their writing down in the range that I said, down in the third to sixth grade range. That doesn't mean you can't talk about complex topics. You know, investing being an example. You can talk about the stock market and the economy and all of that in a simple writing style, a simple presentation style that addresses the complex topics. And so my recommendation to you, again, is to find ways to talk about what you do in simpler language. And some specific editing suggestions that I have for you are, number one, if I find a sentence, or if you find a sentence that contains two ideas, you can break it into two sentences that are one idea each. And this is a big thing. You're just looking for, like, commas. You're looking for places where ideas are broken apart. A lot of times what will happen is you'll find a sentence where you start it, and then you start one idea, and then you insert another idea in the middle, and then you finish the first idea. And what really needs to happen is you need to figure out which one of those ideas needs to be first, which one needs to be second, and split them into two. Next up, you can find longer words and pick shorter alternatives. You should use jargon for your industry sparingly, and usually you should define that jargon, even if it seems obvious, at least the first time that you use it. Just, for example, as you know, derivatives are investments that change value based on the changing value of a different investment. That's even a very complex, it's a complex sentence about a complex topic. Options give you the ability to buy a stock at a certain price or sell a stock at a certain price, give you the option to buy or sell at a certain price. And so once you've defined it, then you can start to use that jargon again, right? Without the definition each time. Also, chop up your thickest language to make it easy to digest. Anytime the language feels or reads thick, just chop it up, make it easy to digest. And in general, write shorter sentences and shorter paragraphs. Write shorter sentences and shorter paragraphs. Now, if you want some help specifically with your writing on this, there is a free app, and I'll include a link in the description with this episode, the Hemingway app. It's at hemingwayapp.com. The name being an homage to Ernest Hemingway, who really was one of the first champions in the 20th century of super simple writing. The Hemingway app, it's a super nice free tool to help with finding these editing opportunities. And I recommend using it over and over again. I just copy and paste stuff into it. And until you really develop an internal set of rules and how to apply this, it can be really useful in having an outside perspective of sorts to simplify your writing. And here's something that you need to know about editing, right? I have this reputation of writing this simple, light, clean copy, right? Most of my longer copy has gone through a dozen or more read-throughs before it's finished. And if we're talking something like a sales letter, it might have more like 100 read-throughs. And that sounds like a lot. That sounds like a lot. But I actually use text-to-speech to make my computer read it to me, which helps a lot. And so what'll happen is I'll sit down to start writing, and before I write anything, before I get to the end, I stick the cursor at the top of the document and just have my computer read it to me quickly. And then I'm scanning along as it's reading, so I'm seeing what's written. I'm catching things, which allow me to do a lot of simplifying edits throughout. And then I start writing for a while. And then if I feel like I've kind of lost the track, I'll go back to the top and I'll hit play, and it'll read it to me again. And then I'll write some more and make some edits along the way. And so I'm just I'm just editing a lot. And even I go back, I write something, I go back, I read it. And does that make sense? Okay. And it's the same thing. Like, I'm going through all of these edits even today. And that really speaks to point number three, which is practice. Seriously, if you want to get good at writing clean, clear, compelling copy, you just have to write a lot. You have to write over and over and over again. Just do it over and over and over again. I've been writing Breakthrough Marketing Secrets as daily emails since April 2014. April 2014, daily emails pretty much every workday, sometimes two a day. You know, plus I have that regular copy work that I do for my clients, for my own business on top of those emails. So it's more great practice. And even as I'm writing personal emails, personal communications, it's a great opportunity to practice clean and clear writing. And you know, between these things, I'm practicing writing nearly every day. And notably, like, listen, I'm not just like, oh, I am writing in a professional way. I practice writing for clarity and for easy comprehension, in addition to writing to get response and to generate business results, to accomplish business goals. And so I am practicing writing every day, and it helps me to get better. Tiny, consistent improvements that you get through regular practice, they compound to massive benefits through time. And like, I've talked about this before, specifically that the video on the front page of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets that, honestly, I should probably test it way more often, but it's been there since day one in April 2014. It teaches a lesson that I learned from Gary Bensavenga about daily consistent improvements or weekly consistent improvements and how it compounds through time. And even just a little improvement through regular practice every single day can make you so, so, so much better if you do it consistently through time. And so today, my edits are fewer. They're usually far fewer edits, and they're usually much more subtle. Like, there's not huge sections that are off or anything like that. It's usually just like lots of little edits, lots of little edits, lots of little edits. And the reason why is because I've practiced so, so much. Sometimes I do write things that are clean as they're written, and I can just send them out with minimal editing, whether it's going to a client and they're, you know, doing it, or whether it's my own stuff. You know, sometimes it just comes out really nicely. Oftentimes when it's a story, it's most likely to come out really nicely. If I'm trying to convey some kind of complex idea or complex explanation, that's what tends to be much rougher around the edges and need a lot more editing. But again, even with all my practice, like, important writing often still sees significant edits prior to publication. And sometimes, like, what I wrote just isn't clear enough. It's just not clear communication. And so I just hit delete and I start again from scratch. So going back to the top before we hit point number four, you know, tip number one for clean, clear, compelling copy is to know what you want to say. Tip number two is to edit for simplicity and clarity. Tip number three is to make sure that you are practicing, practice, 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 right? And tip number four is, if you want to write cleanly, you have to clean your mind. You clean your mind. And this is last, and maybe it's the most important. And what I'll say about this is I do meditate daily. I meditate daily in the same way, like, it's a practice. It's a daily practice. But my meditation is not usually like just sitting and chanting Om or watching my breaths. Although oftentimes at the beginning when I sit down, I'll take a deep breath and pay attention to the breath and how it feels going into my body and how it feels going out of my body. But most meditation these days is actually me sitting down with a journal. Like, I have a favorite journal. Actually, I have it right here. It's at my desk, and my place where I sit and meditate is across the room here. And so I just sit down with the journal. I get quiet and I write what comes. And then once I've written for a little bit and I feel like I've reached the end of whatever that is, I will get quiet again and I'll listen and I'll write whatever comes, and then get quiet again and write whatever comes, right? Like it's just a matter of externalizing my thinking, externalizing my thoughts. So much of meditation is about learning to watch your thoughts. Well, this is a great way to actually take those thoughts and let them come out. And through this and some other practices, I'm learning to accept, to experience, and to really feel my emotions, especially the negative ones. And this is really big, because so many of us, myself included still many times, like we don't want to feel our negative emotions, because negative emotions are hard. They make us feel terrible. They make us feel like a horrible human being. And they really, really cloud our thinking. And so I've been coming to terms with my own pain and shame and feeling not good enough and all the other negative emotions, notably doing it from a place of self-love and compassion and like, hey, you're okay. These feelings are okay. It's normal to have these feelings. Like people have these feelings all the time, and just accepting that these feelings are here and not trying to push them away. And, you know, through this, I am on an inner journey. I'm constantly working towards inner growth. I'm trying to get better every day, right? But this whole learning to accept myself and like learning to really feel my feelings and notice and pay attention to my thoughts, like it's super powerful in terms of just totally cleaning up my thinking. One other thing that you learn from meditation is what's called like the witness perspective. And it's basically where you have dissociated your perspective from being inside all of your thoughts and feelings to being outside of and removed from and noticing and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings. It's like that feeling of watching watching yourself in a movie, like if you're in a dream and you're kind of seeing yourself do something as opposed to actually being in the experience, right? It's a dissociated perspective. So I've learned to take a dissociated perspective on my thoughts and feelings, where like I'm not trying to push them away or anything. They're just not overwhelming. If you're fully inside your thoughts and feelings, like, and they're just swirling around in your head, in your body, if you're just feeling them, it's hard to think and write clearly. Because if, for example, you're constantly questioning whether somebody's going to like what you have written or what you have to write, it just really just, it eats you up, and it makes it really hard to even think about the writing itself or the message itself. Whereas if you're like, oh, that's an interesting feeling, I feel really insecure as to whether somebody is going to respond to this message, right? Like, okay, that's a feeling I gotta feel. Okay, what can I do with that feeling? Well, I can use it maybe as motivation to make sure that I do my best here. And I can also like recognize that I can't control everything. I can't control people's response. I can control doing my best, but I can't control how people are going to respond. Whew, there's a lot of feelings there, right? But if you're in the middle of those feelings, it's really hard to just write. But if you can step back for a minute and feel all those feelings and feel those insecurities and everything, right? Then you can say, okay, well, oftentimes the outcome or the end point that you get to once you've felt all those feelings is, whew, there's a lot of things that I can't control here. There are some things that I can control. And the big thing that I can control is doing my best. And so I'm going to focus on doing my best. And it really calms you down and allows you to actually focus on doing your best. And so if you are able to like, if you're able to watch all those thoughts and feelings from a witnessing perspective and not clouded up inside, right? You can pick and choose what to hold on to, because some of those thoughts and feelings might be really useful for clear writing. And there's a lot that you can also choose to let go of. And then it makes it easier to put all your thoughts together in writing, which actually goes back to point number one and to structured thinking, to knowing what you're going to say. And one of the things, you know, specific as you are learning to pay attention to things, thoughts and feelings, and kind of capture what's important and let go of what's not, one of the things that you might find useful is like mind mapping. Like I learned mind mapping, and now recently I've decided I like Workflowy's infinite list capability a little bit better for basically the same thing, because essentially it's like creating a million mind maps that you can each node on the mind map can become its own mind map, et cetera. But like once you get into that type of thinking, there's a lot you can learn about cleaning up your thinking and structuring your thinking when you use tools like mind mapping or like Workflowy. And in fact, I value it to the point where I got my coach, Joseph Rodriguez, to come in and do special training called Breakthrough Mind Mapping about how he uses mind maps. Specifically, he built a huge YouTube channel doing mind maps on personal development and business books. Then he taught how he does mind mapping and how he studies from personal development and business books using mind mapping, and how he studies from training like mine using mind mapping. And it's a super cool training to learn mind mapping and to learn how to organize your thinking effectively. And a lot of times getting the stuff out of your head does really help with that type of clean, clear, and compelling writing. So this is the point where we actually a different type of structure that I'll say that helps with the clean writing is that pretty much all of my YouTube videos these days are structured with hook, and that's what I cover before the intro, the story, which is the main content, and the offer, which is what I ask you to do at the end. And if you study Russell Brunson, you'll know hook, story, offer. It's definitely not a brand new concept with Russell, but it's great language that, as far as I know, he put together for the first time, and is, it's just an easy framework that you can use for creating content like this or advertising, et cetera. So this is where we are at the offer portion of this. And instead of trying to make some additional big offer or something, I do just want to do kind of a link roundup of all the things that I've talked about, because I've talked about a lot in this. Number one, all the resources from me. I mentioned the sequence of beliefs video as far as planning what you're going to say. I'll include a link to that. It covers lessons from Dan Kennedy and Clayton Makepeace and my own stuff. I also mentioned my high velocity copywriting program and the 6-step belief shifting framework and breakthrough mind mapping. All three of those are training titles that are part of the BTMS Insiders training library. And it's super cool. If you don't know about it yet, it's like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to all of my training. And I'll include links to each of those as well as to BTMS Insiders. And hey, if you're not signed up for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets yet, or even if you are, I'll include a link to the front page of breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, where you can see the Gary Bensavinga video where I talk about that small incremental changes compounding and adding up and growing huge through time, and the benefits of regular practice. Some other tools that I also mentioned in this are the Hemingway app and Workflowy. I'll also include links to those if you'd like to check those out. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Let me know in the comments with this episode or a review, how much value are you getting on a scale of 1 to 10? What is this? And what are your insights? What are your takeaways? What are your action items? What are you getting out of this? What are you going to go do as a result? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with people like you who will find it valuable. Share it directly too. Find somebody in your life who you think would get value out of writing in more clean, clear, and compelling ways, and share this video with them. Share this episode with them. And finally, if you're not signed up yet for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, number one, you can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com to get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aiming for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here. And I will catch you again. I'll catch you again in the next episode with your next big breakthrough. See you soon. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.